half-time here at the Bet Butler Stadium. It's Dumbarton 1, Albion Rovers 0. The opening goal for the Suns coming at the most crucial time for Rovers, who had done a lot of good work in the opening 45 minutes, but concede right on the stroke of half-time from a set-piece. Stephen McDougall sent in a corner that was headed powerfully into the ground by Andy Graham, and that man, Brian Prunty, knocked it in from close range. Up until then, Rovers had played some good football. Gordon Dick and Peter Innes had been running the show in the middle of the park for Rovers after the Suns had made a decent opening to the game. Both sides had chances early on. Peter Innes' free kick was headed over by Stephen Howarth before a Scott Agnew corner wasn't dealt with, but McDougall shot well off target. In the 19th minute, Rovers had an opportunity when a marvellous reverse pass from Dick to Gary Phillips found the left winger in space, but he was blocked at the feet of Stephen Grinley. Innes then had a shot which wasn't far away before Gary Fleming played in Prunty at the other end, but his effort found the side netting. In the 28th minute, Dick had a nice pass to Jason Crooks, whose effort came off the top of the bar. And then just before half-time, a Lithgow downward header from a McDougall corner was superbly saved by McCluskey. But then McDougall set up the opening goal for the Suns to make the half-time score here at the stadium. Dumbarton 1, Albion Rovers 0.